Counselor Mechanical.
Hello. Good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm pretty good. Just riding down the ring.
Oh, I see. I see. Just following up, like we had talked about. Is it a good time?
Yeah, that's fine. I got a 30-minute ride, so let's go ahead and get this over with now.
Oh,
we can talk now while I'm going down the road. What's up?
Yeah, so, I mean, as you know, like we mentioned, you were basically with the first month in, right? Now, like we mentioned, we didn't charge you the second month. We're certainly willing to, you know, offer you the free month of service to make sure, you know, that you're getting the most out of it. For example, we haven't really had access to your Facebook page to run the ads that you gave us access.
No, you know, I don't know what happened, to be honest with you, and that's what put the whole sour taste into my mouth. It wasn't y'all. It had nothing to do with y'all or what y'all were doing, because I told y'all I would give you, you know, at least a 2 or 3 months just to see what happens, because I understand it takes a little bit of time. But what had happened was I never had a Facebook account. Never did, never wanted one. Didn't care nothing about it. So in order to grant you access to a Facebook, I had to create a Facebook. So I went on to create the Facebook. You know, my wife said, just go on and just make a Facebook page, and then they can tie your Kelcor Mechanical to that, and then you can post everything through Kelcor Mechanical. You don't have to post it through your name. You know, I'm old school. I don't care about that stuff. I never used it, probably never will use it. So I didn't care about it, you know. But so I tried it. So I tried to do it. So I went on Facebook, opened up an account. They told me to put my name, my date of birth in there, all that good stuff, which I did. And then it said, okay, we're going to send you a verification code to this email address that I put in for me so they could make sure it was me. So they sent me the code, and I put the code in and hit the next button step, and then it asked me for a video of my face. They wanted to scan my face.
Okay. They do that sometimes.
Okay, so at that point, I was like, you know, I don't want to do that. Why do they got to scan my face? That's facial recognition. There's no reason for them to have that. So I got upset about that in the first place. So I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing about it, because it didn't matter. Wherever I tried to go for Facebook, if I tried to log on to anything, or if somebody sent me something to look at that was through Facebook, every time I clicked on it, it took me to that page that said you have to identify yourself with this video.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I talked to my wife about that, and she looked into it, and she said typically they don't do that in America. It's usually other foreign countries. So she didn't understand why they were asking me to do that. And nobody I know that's on Facebook ever had to do that. So between y'all calling me every 2.5 hours and bugging me about the Facebook thing and sending me texts and all of that stuff about it, and my wife bugging me about it, I finally said, you know what, set the camera up, I'll freaking do it. So I did. I let them visually scan my face with the camera on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they made me look around and up and down, and they scanned my face and took who knows how many pictures of me, and said, okay, your account's being processed. You'll hear back from us within 24 hours. So I thought, okay, that's cool. I'll just wait. They're just checking everything out and setting my account up, and then I'll be good to go. Then I can grant y'all access to it. Well, it wasn't 10 minutes after I walked away from the computer, I got an email from Facebook saying that my account was permanently deleted and suspended because I didn't follow their rules. And that
the personal account you created?
Yeah, on the personal account I created that I never posted anything on. I never did anything on it. I never got to even open the thing up to look at it. So they completely disabled me from ever having an account. So at that point, you know what? I was like, that's it. I'm done. I knew I should have never done this. I knew I should have never let Local Splash stalk me into this, which it wasn't y'all's fault. You know, I don't have no problem with your services, but what I'm saying is Mark Zuckerberg pissed me off and he took a visual scan. Now, I have no idea where them pictures went. Who was that? And then your people said, well, maybe it was a scam, a scammer, and it wasn't the real Facebook. It wasn't real Facebook. Send us all the emails you got from Facebook telling you about this stuff. So that didn't make me feel good even more because I'm like, oh, great. So if it's a scammer, they just got all my facial recognition, all my information. What are they going to use it for? So now I'm just pissed off about that. So I don't even want to do Facebook. I'm not doing Facebook. I don't care if, and that's why I said, there's no reason for me to even continue y'all service if 80% of what y'all are saying I'm going to get work through is on Facebook. Because as far as I'm concerned...
Question. Could they bring it up? Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I'll never go on Facebook.
Gotcha.
Look
okay.
at Facebook. So I just... It has nothing to do with y'all service because, you know, I was just learning what your service does and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not canceling because of anything y'all did or anything because actually I feel bad because I told you I'd give you that, you know, that time, you know, to see what kind of difference it made. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand it takes a little bit of time to get things pushed up to the front, you know, and more visible to the, you know, public and things like that. I know it takes time. So so it really wasn't nothing that your services did. It's just, that just really put a bad taste in my mouth. Because now I have no idea, you know, everybody I've talked to, yeah, I travel all over the place, and I must, you know, I could come in contact with 25, 30 people a day. And I ask them, do you got Facebook? Yes. Did you ever have to give your facial pictures so they can scan your face to get on Facebook? No. Nobody. Ever.
Yeah. That's something new they're implementing. Yeah, no, let me explain there, Frank, because I'm so sorry to hear about the hassles. I totally understand the frustration. I mean, at the end of the day, us as a marketing team, you know, our objective is to generate business for you, right? From the, you know, from people that are online, from the different platforms. Now, Facebook is a very popular platform. Lots of people are on it. That's usually why.
I totally agree.
Yeah, no, definitely. Now, I'm talking from personal experience, right? I myself, top of this, I have my own business, right? I have my own business. I have my own things on Facebook. Now, usually when, as you can imagine, Facebook, they do implement a certain, a certain type of filters, right? As you can imagine, being a page for so many years, imagine all the pages that have been fake, right? From people that create fake profiles. To create fake pages that, you know, actually do these spam or these scams
out online on their
platform. So it's a way for them to, you know, protect themselves or ensure that it's actually, you know, a person that is out there. I've done it myself. I've had that facial recognition done on my end for my, particular business. So I know for a fact Facebook is starting to do that as a security measure, right? Now, on our end, go ahead, sorry.
Well, I mean, the thing I don't understand is if that's the case, then basically they're saying that I'm not who I am. I'm lying about who I am. Because I
was
never
posted
anything.
Was it a brand new profile? A brand new profile with no profile picture? Didn't have anything?
Nothing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have a picture on there. It was nothing. I went through the first verification code through email, and when I put that in, that's when they wanted the picture. And then after I finally did the picture thing, it wasn't 30 minutes later, they told me that they were totally suspending and deleting my account permanently for not following Facebook rules. And I was thinking, how did I not follow Facebook rules when I've never even got on Facebook? I'm just trying to fill out the paper to get on Facebook so I can break the rules. I didn't even get a chance to get on there to break the rules.
So you basically registered the account, and then 30 minutes later, it was suspended. Right? That's basically what happened? Okay.
That was it. So I'm like, you know, the only way they could have done that was I'm not who I said I was. So anyway, that's beside the point. I mean, it is what it is.
That's part of the tools that we're using, right, as a marketing business, right? Remember, with the package that you're paying for, you know, $100 out of the payment goes towards Facebook. Now, we did create a Facebook page, right? We were running ads. I see that the end of April, you know, you said that you already created the account and that you were going to give us access to the page. So we stopped the ads. But I see we spent about $2. I sent you a little text message with a picture of what the ad looked like. This is what we were proactively promoting on Facebook on our end, right? But like we said, you didn't have access directly on Facebook. That was the issue. Now, the main goal here, the main objective is to generate business through Google, right? Because on Facebook, it's not people necessarily searching for business, right? On Facebook, it's people that are scrolling through pictures, looking at posts, and then every now and then a sponsored post comes up, right, with a direct link. So that's Facebook. Now, if in regards to Google and the SEO, you know, I see the business is verified. I see you added us as manager. However, you know, we do need to make sure we're working together to make sure that we're making that stand out. I mean, I can modify the package. Not only can I give you the free month of service, you know, to push this out till June 21st, but if we're dropping Facebook, for example, I can drop your bill to just $149 a month. Of course, that's not including any Facebook ads. But, you know, that, of course, we keep on working on Google, keep on working on the website, so we can keep on climbing up the ladder on the map. With that package, at the end of the day, we just ask from you to get reviews and to, you know, send us pictures. And other than that, we take care of the rest. But, you know, as you can imagine, for the setup, since we want to make sure you're getting results, you know, we're definitely, you know, going to be persistent, right? And I'm terribly sorry for the hassles there.
Well, I mean, that's not your fault. But I'm not sure. I mean, I've been in business for 17 years now, and I've never not had enough work. I've always got plenty of work, and I've lived for 17 years without the internet, you know, with my business. I get plenty of business. I was just, you know, thinking that if I want to expand and get bigger. But to be honest with you, you know, I just don't see, I mean, yeah, I understand. Even if you get me to the top of the list of Google, unless I pay for sponsored ads, I'm still down the list. You know what I'm saying?
That's why working together is what's going to get you up the list. I mean, to be honest, I see the last review you have was from 4 years ago, right? You have four reviews 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's hard. I run maybe sometimes 10 service calls a day.
Uh-huh.
And I've given that link out. I've asked people to give reviews. They just don't. They used to.
Yeah, no, it happens.
They just don't. I mean, it's hard. It's hard. And I don't, you know, I'm, you know, I,
yeah. Trust me. I mean, this is what we specialize in, right? At the end of the day, you know, as a customer, you know, anytime they ask you for a survey, most of the times you avoid it, right? So that happens. With that being said, you know, the easier you make it with the client, go ahead.
I'm just not seeing my ROI. I mean, I know it's not costing that much money to pay y'all to play with whatever y'all are doing. Because I don't even look at it. To be honest with you, I don't look at none of that stuff. I don't go on it. I don't do social media. I don't look at Google. I don't do none of it. I mean, I use what I have to use for my business, but, you know, I don't have to get. Maybe what I'm trying to say is I don't see the work coming to me no matter if I'm up on top of that list or not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Here's what I'm getting at. My brother-in-law owns three heat and air conditioning companies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he don't do none of that. He don't care if he's at the top of the Google list. He don't pay for SEO stuff or whatever you call it. He just, it's all word of mouth and, you know, his customers. Because he said the first 3 years he did that, he paid somebody all kinds of money to do all of that stuff for him. You know, now he's three times the scale of what I am. You know, with work and money coming in. But he got rid of it because he says he was just paying people to really not, his phone wasn't ringing, people calling. And he says he was better off going on Angie's List and paying them the amount that he was paying the social media people.
And actually
getting people calling that needed air conditioning work right then and there. And then he says he did way better with that than he ever did with, and you know, he was paying, you know, he already had money when he got started these companies.
So he's paying a good amount of money, I believe. Yeah.
He was throwing a lot of money at it, and he said that it just wasn't, the only thing he was getting was spam. People were calling him to sell him more stuff. And to be honest with you, that's all I've got.
Okay.
You know,
it's not a lie that it happens online. Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, my spam calls must have, you know, went up 100%. Since I called y'all, I got people calling me like I've never had before.
Think about it this way, Frank.
I'm like, my goodness. There ain't nobody calling wanting work. And see,
yeah,
if I need people, I need to, if I'm putting, I'm very limited on funds, okay, as far as for advertising and all that. I'm a small company, so I don't have a half a year. I don't have a year. I don't have 3 years to decide if this is going to work or not, you know. And just because his name was at the top of that Google list when you Googled heat and air near me, he said he still wasn't getting the calls. He said he was better off being sixth or seventh down the row than he was being at the top.
But paying Angie's, he right? Because that's what he was complimenting with Angie's, which is a paper.
Well, I don't know. Right? Well, I mean, I don't know what Angie's List. He just made a comment, but
okay. Yeah, no. It's just
at least if you were paying, you were actually getting potential work. So I'm paying y'all to make my website look pretty and to make it easier and to push my Kelcor Mechanical, you know, up.
Ladder.
But, yeah, but is it just in Germantown or is it in Randolph County? Is it in Asheboro? Is it in, you know, where is all this? And it's on off of Google Maps, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, exactly.
So you have to be through Google Maps to actually. So if you're
Good that you bring it up.
If you're not in Google Maps, and you just pull up your phone and put heating and air conditioning near me, I'm not going to come up.
Okay. No, I'm glad you're bringing that up, right? And that's the main reason we're offering the free month of service at the end of the day, right? One thing is making the website look pretty, and that's, you know, valuable, right? But what helps us justify the investment here is return, right? It's our phone calls. Now, as you can imagine, you as a HVAC contractor business, you're competing against the other contractors that are offering the same service in your area. Not just in Germantown, but in the other service area that we're trying to stand out in, right? Now, with the package that we have, like we said, there's businesses that are investing a certain amount of money in Google paid ads, like you mentioned, right? The sponsored spots. Now, on Google, there's also the Google guaranteed calls, which, you know, it's essentially an advertising, but you're paying per call instead of per click. And it's an exclusive call that it's not sent to anybody else, right? So, I mean, there's other tools that businesses use to generate, calls online. We know for a fact that the SEO package that you have will help you generate calls, but it is a matter of where you are showing on the map in Germantown and in the different service areas. Now, 98 out of 100 people don't go past the second page on Google. Right, the first three on the map are the ones that come up on the regular search. Right below the ads, where all those businesses that are paying Google, there's the organic work. So, like we said, I mean, we can modify the package to just work on Google for just $149. We can drop it to just the hosting only to keep the website open for just $39 a month. The goal is obviously to make it work for you. What you want to do is take advantage of the reputation that you have word of mouth. We understand that it may be a little hard for them to make them leave a review on Google, but I mean, we can create QR codes. Our system, you just put their number in and that sends them the link. I mean, there's other ways that we can make it easier for the client for you to get that consistency. Even if you don't have the same number of reviews, you know, as long as there's a consistency on top of our work, we know that's going to help you climb up. And we know for a fact that there's a lot of calls, you know, regardless if you're paying for ads or not, if you're coming up on the search. But it is a competition, Frank, in all of reality. Google Guarantee, like we said, we can set up a call with one of our specialists. It's a bid that other businesses are doing on a per-call basis. And, you know, we can take a look at your area. We could see exactly what they're paying, per bid. And based on the amount of calls that you're looking for, you know, we can set up a budget. That's a package. I'm sorry. That's a program that you're not signed into right now. Since Google is guaranteeing the business, it's background checks involved. So there is a setup for that, right? But, you know, it's a tool that businesses are using. It's all up to you. But, you know, even if you do the $39 a month, since you have a history on Google, you've been on Google for years, you just need to push a little bit on the reputation there, Frank. Or the $149, like we said, we keep on creating posts as we are, optimizing, and then we just need for you to send us pictures and get reviews, right? That's what you need. That's how you do the manual work, let's say, to compete against those businesses that are putting thousands of dollars in ads. That's the reality.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So basically, the reality is, when you pay $200 a month for social media, for people to take care of social media, you ain't getting nothing out of it. Versus the person that pays y'all $5,000 a month. You're going to work on their account and put them up to the top quicker than me. And that's what I'm saying. You know, the more money you pay.
That's fairly what we do. Uh-huh. That's not the same.
Exactly. So,
it's what you're paying the platform, right?
I've already talked to other people that do what y'all do,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they said there's no way that, and I don't know. I'm just telling you what other people that do what you do have told me, that for that amount of money, there's no way that I will ever see any kind of difference. That you got to throw all kinds of money into it to really see any kind. And like I told you, I think he was dumping 10 grand a month into this stuff. My brother.
Yeah, doing marketing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, it's just...
He didn't get the return on investment out of it. All he did was, he was on,
That's the thing with having the business.
I've been doing this for 17 years. I've never had it before. I've never not had customers call me. So I feel like I'm just paying y'all to play with my website and things like that. So it's a hard sell. It's a real hard sell for me to believe that without spending thousands and thousands of dollars. You know,
trust me, and I hear that all the time. And of course, I mean, if you invest more, you know, it's easier to see a return on the investment quicker, right? What you're doing by investing more is expediting the process, right? However, we are confident that the go ahead.
And I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't see it working for me, to be honest.
I respect your decision, Frank.
I mean, I'm just trying to be totally honest with you. Even if I paid y'all $1,000 a month or $5,000 a month, I just don't see.
Because we're not using the right tools. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean
if you do a search.
Here's another thing too. I do probably 60 to 70% all bid work from contractors that I've known for years. So I don't. You know, I'm not out there chasing the homeowner. Y'all are trying to get me, you know. So I'm more commercial and industrial heating and air conditioning, to where I have relationships that I've had with customers for 10 years. So that's how I get a lot of my work. I do bid work for big major contractors in the area. So that's where about
you've been on it for 17 years. Absolutely. I'm sure you have your system
down. So I'm really not in no need to try and chase after what y'all are trying to chase after for me. You see what I'm saying?
I totally see what you're saying there, Frank.
I don't want to waste y'all's time or my time or anything like that. I'm just not comfortable with all of that. Now, to be honest with you, when my daughter worked for me and she ran my office and she did all of that stuff, they may have paid somebody to do this and handle all of this stuff. And I am looking for people to run my office and an office manager and all of that. So if they decide that they want to be involved with all of this mess, I'm the owner. I don't want to do none of it.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I want to run my business.
That's what we're trying to do, right? Take it off your hands, right?
I'm 60 years old.
Yeah.
I'm 60 years old, so I could care less. If the internet disappeared tomorrow, guess what? My business would keep going. You see what I'm saying? I would continue to keep getting my phone calls. The internet could disappear tomorrow. And I would still get all my phone calls that I've continued to get. If I put all my eggs in that basket, which it'll never disappear, but, you know.
Yeah, okay,
anyway,
I get your point there. But, you know, as you can imagine, right, the customer base that you have, I'm sure that's changed throughout the years as well. I'm sure that the way that people look for, you know, businesses is different. You know, everywhere that you see, everybody has a phone. So, of course, having a website you know, having your Google profile in good standing always has a positive impact, right? Helps you sell yourself. Even if you use business cards, if you have it on a flyer, you know, it helps you sell yourself.
Let me ask you this then. What drives that Google stuff? What drives me to the top of that list?
Let me explain how that works. No. Let me explain how that works, right? Because at the end of the day, what Google is trying to do is show the best businesses for their users. For anybody using Google, they're trying to get their users to have a very good experience, right? Now, usually Google gives the local business the edge. Now, they take a few factors into consideration. What factors? They look into how old is the business, for example, you know, on Google. One thing is how long has it been since it was registered, more or less, right? You know, more other than that, the reputation is also important, meaning the reviews, not only the amount, but how consistent you are. Of course, if you are responding to your reviews, you know, acknowledging your clients, you're giving, you know, giving them a good customer experience. So that's a positive. Right now, with the SEO, we're complying with all the guidelines and regulations that Google has. Now, Google, they arbitrarily changed their regulations. As you can imagine, there's hundreds and hundreds of businesses that, you know, they do cleanup every day because there's either faulty businesses or they're no longer open. They update their database. So by complying with everything, it ensures that everything is in good standing and consistently, you know, climbing up the map. Since you are complying with all their guidelines, right? Everything that they consider valuable for their client. That is just like we said, the SEO work with the posts that we create. We create up to 3 posts per week. I don't really see many pictures, so I see we've been creating a post per week so far. But of course, you know, all we need from you is essentially content, and you know, just to show the QR code for your customers once you're done with the job. To, you know, help us compliment. And we're very confident that was going to help you climb up the ladder, not just in Germantown, but in the other service area where you're also going to be gathering those reviews.
Well, I've uploaded all kinds of pictures up there. And
to the Google profile directly, right?
Yeah, and the only pictures y'all show are the pictures y'all pull up. You have just basic pictures, and I've uploaded all kinds of stuff, and I can't. This is when we first started this a month ago. I was in there messing around, and I figured out how to upload some videos, and I uploaded stuff. And
you uploaded them directly. Gotcha.
Well, I don't get exactly how it told me to do through the dashboard, so that's where I put them. I did it through the dashboard.
Through the local Splash dashboard? Okay.
Yes, I did. And I did them, and I've shows all kinds of pictures up there of me personally with my dog sitting there and my van and work I've done and all kinds of stuff.
More pictures from you. I mean, I can share my screen. I mean, like I said, I can even put the account on hold, right? We can put it on hold, keep your options open. Like we said, we can keep the website open for just the $39 a month. We can do the SEO for just $129. You know, in regards to the calls, you know, I would recommend, you know, you look into Google Guaranteed. You know, if you do a search for HVAC, that's the very first thing that you see. Above the Google ads, above Google Maps, you see Google Guaranteed. So it's part of what businesses are using nowadays. But that is, of course, optional. With just the SEO package, we're sure that we can keep on climbing up the ladder. I can put it on hold. We can respect that special offer. I can put it on hold till August. And, you know, I can follow up a week before August 21st to see what the status is as well. But, you know, what we want is to make sure you do get a return on the investment. If you don't want to take advantage of this free month of service, of course, if you give us the chance, we can definitely prove it to you. We just need your help complimenting a little bit.
Well, I mean, and that's part of the, you know, I don't do this stuff. You know what? I just don't want to do it. So let's just cancel it. I'm done. I got a lot to do. I've talked to you long enough. I'm just done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Frank. Go ahead.
Just give me my old website back or whatever we got to do. Send me whatever I got to do. I'm just, you know, I'm over this. I thank you for the time and the patience.
I really do. I'm going to go ahead and complete the cancellation, Frank. You're going to be receiving confirmation of the account being canceled within the next few hours, along with the confirmation number. I'm going to have them revert the website on your domain, so remove it from our servers. And like we said, you can rest assured you were in charge this second month. You know, so the account will be closed as of today. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you there. I don't know if you have any questions, Frank.
No, but like I said, if I get some office people that know how to really do this and take care of this, I'll get back in touch with y'all.
Yeah, sure. You know where to find it.
Actually, I don't have any issue with the service that y'all provided. It was just some other stuff. So anyway, but we're good. You have a good evening, okay?
Likewise. Thank you for the time there. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.